I know Sarah wants me to read this for him. He doesn't even have to tell me. I'm his good girl, and I know just how to please him. He wants me stripped bare, squirming and throbbing for him. He wants to know exactly what he does to me. He wants me to say it out loud. And he wants my hand on his property as I do. He wants to hear that ache in my voice. He wants to hear the desperation and need. Sarah wants to know that he's the only one who makes me feel this way. The only one who can bring it out of me. The only one who forces it out of me. The only one who turns me into his subby little mess. Sarah wants me to touch and play with his throbbing pussy as I say each and every word perfectly for him. He wants me to come for him. He wants to hear it. Sarah wants to hear how hard I do it when I think about him. He wants to hear what he does to me like no one else can. He knows I'm only talking to him. But he wants everyone to hear what he does to me. Sarah wants everyone to know what a little slut he turns me into. No one makes me feel the way Sir does. No one has control over me like he does. I'm reading these words and I'm picturing him. I'm always thinking about him. He gets me so turned on. The way he looks. The way he towers over me when I'm down on my knees. His touch. His sin. The way his hands feel on my body. The way he takes me and uses me. I'm thinking about every little thing he does to me. And he gets me so fucking wet. My body belongs to him. All of it. Every inch. I look into his eyes and I know that I belong to Sir. I am owned. The first time I felt his hand on my skin, I was his. He doesn't even know all of what he does to me. He doesn't just make me feel good. He makes my mind go blank. My only thought is to obey him. All the frustration of the day. All the worry. The stress. He takes it all away. He melts it until there's nothing left but the two of us. He makes me feel so fucking good without ever even to have a finger on me. He needs to be appreciated and adored. He deserves that. He deserves to be worshipped and served. I belong on my knees before him. It's the only place I want to be. The only place I've ever really belonged. He comes home from a hard day and I offer him my mouth. I kneel and suck all his stress away. And my mind goes blank. I suck and lick for as long as it takes for all the pressure of the day to disappear. And I don't think of anything else other than being a good girl for him. He takes all my stress away too. He fucks it out of me. When I look up at him with his thick, hard cock in my warm mouth and I see his eyes. My pussy throbs. His eyes looking down at me make me so hungry for him. I take him deeper into my mouth and my throat. I want to make Sir feel as good as he makes me feel. I want him so bad it hurts. I need to taste him. I need to mark. I need him to mark me when he comes. When I need him to be gentle, he is. He runs his fingers along my curves. Touches me like I'm glass. He's so gentle and delicate with my body. So soft with me. He treats me like I'm a precious thing. Small and delicate. But he's not always gentle with me. Far from it. Sir uses me as he sees fit. Takes his belt off and whips me with it. Cracks it over my ass and leaves long red lashes. Puts it around my throat and pulls it tight. Makes me crawl after him. When I close my eyes at night, I can feel the leather tight around my neck. Feel the rug and floor cut into my knees. It gets me so wet, my whole body aches. He pushes my face into the ground, makes me present to him. Show him what belongs to him. My body on display. If I squirm too much, he slaps my ass hard or whips me. He hurts me when he wants to, and it feels so fucking good. He puts his hand on his property and holds it there for so long. I drip into his palm, all over his fingers. He shoves them in my mouth when he finally decides to use me to take away his frustration. I taste myself on his hand as he pushes into me, deep and hard. He makes me stretch to fit him. He claims my body nightly, and it feels so fucking good. No one feels the way he does. He fills me up. I can feel him right now as I rub this throbbing little pussy, his toy. I can feel him inside me. He pounds into me, all of his body weight slamming against me. He completely overpowers me. He's so much bigger and stronger. Sir takes me exactly how he wants and how I need. I can't think of anything else but the way his cock owns my pussy when he fucks me. Everything else disappears when he's inside me. He feels so fucking good. I need to be used by Sir and only Sir. I scream his name when I come, if allowed. I know my pussy is for his pleasure, not my own. My whole body is made for his pleasure. I clench on him when he growls that he's close. I try to make him feel so good. I want him to feel good. I want to be the best toy I can for him. I moan so loud when I feel him empty into me. The way he pushes in deep, grinds into me, and unloads. I feel that hot rush into my body and I quiver. I feel my whole body tremble for him, knowing I made him feel good, knowing I did what I'm supposed to do, what I'm made for. And when Sir grabs a fistful of my hair, pulls me back to him, and tells me I'm his good girl, I come so fucking hard. I come all over his still twitching cock before he releases me. I'm a good girl for him, and I move my hips nice and slow until he pulls out. I was made to take all of Sir's stress away, to milk every drop of frustration from his body, to satisfy Sir completely in any way I can. I want Sir to listen to this and stroke for me. I want him to think about my body and how good it feels. I want to please Sir, even when I can't be there. I want him to know that I'm his good girl. I want him to hear how fucking hot he makes me, how bad I want him. I want him to come so fucking hard listening to me. I want to show him that I belong to Sir. I want him to hear it and know that I'm his good girl, his toy, his slut, his plaything, anything and everything he needs me to be. Always.